Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Can I confess something?
Go on.
I've committed a fray. And usually I would tell my mum, but she's obviously not here.
God bless
you. So I'm telling you lot. And I'm going to hand myself in. But today I hit a parking attendant.
You hit one?
Yeah.
That's not a fray.
Intendant.
That's not a fray, bro. That's assault. A fray is when there's just a massive
fray is like free for all.
That was one of my first ever charges.
I told you earlier and you said that I committed a fray.
Yeah, because I just try to make you feel good about yourself.
Oh, right.
Your mouth don't know the law.
But have you had a scuffle in public? That's a fray.
No, we're against a parking attendant. That's like common that's assault.
Is it attendant, intendant?
Attendant.
Attendant.
Yeah,
it's enforcement assault. Officer, no?
But anyway, boy, so if I'm not here next week, I'm going back in the nick. I had one more strike when it come to fighting, so I think this is it for me.
Did you land a shot on him?
Whacked him, bruv.
Huh?
Whacked him.
And then what happened?
Whack. Then he's like, stay away from me. Stay away, please. Stay away. I'm not talking to you.
Hey, what accent is that? Where's he from? Just try and guess you, man, from what Zim, you just did Zim. There. Zim?
Let's talk ball. Yeah, allow the gum thing, man.
Bruv, I'm putting it back in my mouth, bruv.
What the hell is this guy doing, bruv?
Oh, my God.
I've never seen Flander one of those
forever. Hats. Get your other can, bruv.
Underrated drink, by the way.
Top tier drink.
Cherry, I don't
know. Can I have one of them?
Is this a metaphor?
Can I have one of them before you go?
No, you got
cherry.
Man injury.
You man want cherries?
Yes, oh, the cherries.
You man want cherry?
That's a
cherry.
Oh.
That's not a cherry. Do you man want cherry coke? Hey, go through.
I don't drink.
More cherry.
I don't drink.
More cherry.
More cherry.
I have it. That's Josh. Thank you.
Oh,
it's
can
cold
French,
as well.
No, because there's bigger things to do here, bro.
What's there to do?
Hey, hold up. Where's my boy Menace? Menace, I got this one for you as well. Obviously, there you go. There you go. Brilliant.
The move you go. With your mashup hand.
Brilliant.
Even
now,
London play no hands.
We'll get into that, but I realised, man, I think I had to rebrand. I spoke to a marketing agency and they said, you know what? They don't listen to you on the show. If you change the way you dress, you change the way you move, take the passion, you know, relax a bit and just tell the truth and see what happens. See if it's different. So guys, not too long ago, I said on the show, I said, hey guys, you know, the relegated sides, you know, the teams fighting relegation, really tough because they just become dickheads and they just get wins somehow. Shut up, KG. Don't worry about that. You don't know what Fort Saka is.
Wolves.
Cool. Yeah, Wolves. Yeah. No matter. Don't worry. I'm going to make mistakes.
Can I have them cherries?
Of course you can.
Is it?
Do you want...
No, yeah? I'm good. Carry on.
I love him.
Pop the cherries, bro. Pop the cherries.
I'm interested in this.
So let's we'll keep going. We'll keep going. So we had that game there. It was what it was. Then after there was another thing that came up. We spoke about the 12:30 kickoff. The 12:30. You said, you told me not to worry about it. I said, no, we should worry.
I said it's dangerous.
No, I said it's Etihad, they'll do them.
And I said, Emirates.
It's Emirates, they'll do them.
Guys, forget about that. That doesn't matter.
Forget about it.
That's not important. Yeah? It's not important. It's not necessary. They still lost. Then after I said to these guys, I said, you know what? You lot play in attacking. The only time you play attacking is when Gabriel is in the side. I was laughed out the room. I said, you lot need set pieces. I'm him. This guy over there, he's like, what are you talking about? Bro.
Say your name, that where the finger's going, Paul.
Lippy. Okay, yeah? He didn't understand. Lippy was the one that was telling me.
Understand.
There you go, yeah?
Gucci man.
Yeah?
Gucci man. <isn't it?
laughs> So we started to notice there's been a trend. When we talk about his
team. Chill out, Gucci man.
I'm relaxing. I'm saying, when we talk about his team, and I said, bro, Gabriel, like, is your manager, like, hurting the way you lot play football? Are you lot focused on set pieces? Shut up. Why are you talking about set pieces? Now we keep going into games here. We end up back here with the truth. There's another guy that we need to talk about. Mr. Declan Rice, yeah? Because you're talking about the him being PFA Player of the Year or this Ballon d'Or
stuff. Him being aerodynamic. Yeah.
Him being this guy.
Who
I'm
said,
seeing
who
that.
Said
not you,
PFA?
Not you. You can say it.
You've sorry. Done a lot of talking.
So
you've been
who?
ISO-ing.
I want to know who is talking.
I'm going to stick a pin. 1 second. Boys, stick a pin on Declan. I'm going to give you space to play. We're going to get into it, but we need to open
you
up the show.
You ain't got that much, bro.
Because more importantly, over the weekend, I saw one of the worst tweets I've
crazy.
Seen.
Crazy.
Like it was a horrible statement. I couldn't believe a man was
What's
saying
the
it. The tweet was, we ain't winning the league, man. We're nowhere near ready.
Who said
Bro.
That?
At Lippy Lickshot.
Never.
Never.
No, it's Licky Lickshot.
Moshe?
Lickshot Lippy. At Lickshot Lippy.
What? So what, do you think we're ready?
I keep being nowhere near ready. You finished second 3 years in a row. You finished second 3 years in a row and you're the top of the league. I keep being nowhere near ready.
See me, yeah? I understand football, innit? On a deeper level than you two, innit? So how? I understand, we're not ready, innit? It don't matter.
Right, also, Bolt, because Bolt never talks. I mean, anytime Bolt talks, he's annoying.
I don't
so
know
real.
If that was Bolt though, because there's no red exclamation mark.
That's true. Yeah. He tried to give a Lippy, you good bro, after the result. Lippy said, what? Do you not think I'm a prick? I'll move to anyone in this chat. I'll assault man and still be allowed on Filthy.
I will though.
And his facts is here.
I saw that late, by the way. I didn't see it.
I'm not happy, by the way. I'm not happy that a snake in our camp leaked that.
Yeah, that was bad.
That
still.
Was nasty work.
How what? You weren't happy when they leaked my one either though, was you? Was you happy when they leaked mine? I didn't hear you say that.
The guy that leaked, he asked me my permission. Oh, and I said, yeah, the crowd need to know, bro. I'll move.
Are you trying to style on us?
She's asked me. Before we continue, because he's had a questionable couple of tweets, yeah? Because I saw him tweet that. And then he also tweeted that Barra Brothers are the best online content football creators. I was like, that's strange.
I thought you said me. I was like, what did I say?
Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. You're right. It is a snake in the camp.
Yeah.
It has to be. We're right trophy? Here.
Has Lippy ever tried to take the trophy in
no,
the thingy?
No.
I did. You tried. You gave
I
it
swear
to me.
Nah, it's not him, man. I know when it happened.
So, boys, Arteta said that the Carabao Cup final loss would spur his team on.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah. And it spurred his team on.
Spurred
him It spurs his team.
That's why you're Mark's a lyricist.
Trust me.
Wait a minute, though. While we're at it, there was this conversation. You know, was Steve-O interrupted the play last week when I was talking about, you know, them losing to Southampton.
And Steve-O was emotional last week. Steve-O was HRT or something.
I don't understand what was going on. Steve-O started to say, bro, it's not a big deal. There's top of the league, this, that, and the other. And I was saying, guys, you can't just... I hear you
still
on that. These are all facts. But then the problem is, these lot lost three out of their last four.
Yeah, one winning four. They're out of the two cups.
Out of the two cups. And Southampton, we didn't say at the time, they rotated because they had a bigger game against Wrexham.
Now, it took a 91st minute winner against Sporting or two.
There's a clip. It was put up on Filthy.
Is it sustainable?
Now, I said, listen, they thought they had their blip early, innit? They was like, we had our blip here and we're good. And I said, if you think that's your blip, then there's another one coming, March and April. And look where we are.
All right, can I say something, right? I'm coming in. Give me the floor for 1 minute, 45 seconds,
more,
please. 1 minute, 45, right?
Try.
Let me go. You've taken up.
And go.
No, right. You, yeah? You've come in and you're fucking beret, yeah? Whatever. Thinking you're the dog's bollocks. And I'm telling you, chill out, bruv, yeah? Because it's not over, this league. Okay. It's not over. And that's all I'm saying. So what I've been saying is that Arsenal still top of the league, still in the Champions League, comfortably, by the way. Like, of course you should be worrying, but this is the time to support your team. And I know this because I've had to do it with my team. My team were dead and buried, 17 points behind Spurs. And we supported our team, and look where it got us. So all I was saying to Arsenal fans is try and do the same.
Hang about.
I've got 41, 45, allow it, yeah? So what I'm saying is try. 145. All I'm saying is try, right? And that's the first thing. You look and go on. That's what I was saying. Right. The last thing is, you have all come in and said, I told you so, because you've landed finally. But when I land all the time and have to come and tell you I told
right,
you so.
All right, Kev, stop.
I'm saying
something.
I'm saying.
Time's done.
You see me, yeah?
59 seconds. Not bad.
I wasn't finished.
Nah, but you see, I never want the told you so's. I never tell you that I told you so, bro. Mm. You lot just know I say it. What did I say? If we lose the Carabao Cup final, it's gonna have a major effect on us, bro.
Yeah, he did.
No, but I'm just saying it now, innit? I don't do it. I don't do these whole bro, I foresaw this, bro.
What?
I know.
Foresaw it.
It was foreseen.
Alright, what did you make of bring your dinner? Bring your lunch.
Who said that?
Arteta.
Shut up. He took the John Sitton thing, like Laurie. I was there them times, bro.
I didn't even know about that still.
He said, bring your dinner down to the stadium, bring your lunch, bring your energy. And the only thing that he gave the man to feast on was tears.
The stadium announcer told them to bring the same stuff as well. He said, come on, Arsenal, we need you. Big 45. Like,
is
literally. Yeah. Yeah, the announcer was getting mental.
How do you know this?
Bro, I'm locked in.
He's a hater.
I'm locked in to hate, bro. I stay locked in. I need to know.
We're all watching the same game, but he's got a.
Okay, you know what? Because I don't want this. We've got more stuff to go through here, but I don't want this show to just turn into just banter and jokes and bullshit. I want to have some proper football conversations. Was it concerning, yeah, that in open play, Arsenal looked like they never had just no ideas, like no bite, no. They never posed a threat. To Bournemouth looked proper good.
Yeah, they looked good. Mm. Bournemouth looked good.
I want to hear from Lippy because he's the only one that actually cares.
It's concerning, but it's not surprising, isn't it? Like, it's been like this. And now that certain players are out, I know you lot don't like me saying it, but Havertz in midfield, bro, it doesn't work, bro. You understand? Like, it's not that he's not creative, but he doesn't, especially with Jokeres in front.
He's too tall.
It hasn't worked. He's better up top.
It don't
work.
He's
too tall to play midfield.
Yeah, and I just think, Timber out as well, like you just get up the pitch way, not even slower, but just it's less confident in it. When Timber and certain man's around, you just knock it everywhere.
Do you think the players lack desire?
Freed from desire.
Your defense is terrifying.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're tactically restricted. But at the same time, like, they are who they are. But it's like, with the kind of players we have, Jokeres, Havertz, you can't restrict them in certain systems. And
A man was saying that them commentators, I think Loons was saying that the commentator was biased and was gassing up. But I watched the game and I actually feel like Rice was the only one who looked like he cared. Rice was their best player. Obviously,
he was always
out of a ball punch. But he was the one, when the ball's going out, he's trying to do the captain thing. When Raya's doing foolishness, he's run all the way back. They said, yo, concentrate, Killy. Yeah, like, he's the only man trying.
Bro, all right, cool. You know, there's that guy, yeah, that's is sometimes.
Helicopter. Come to
you know, it's, there's that guy, and it's just sometimes, you know, just it's what Jad said, isn't it? That he's mastered looking busy while doing nothing. He's mastered it. Looking busy.
You know what it is? Rice has that thing of he's an honest English player. If there's one thing they know how to do is the.
Yeah, galvanize.
It's crap,
man. That's crap. I counted 20 in a row. He went sideways or backwards passes. Like,
oh, come on, man. No. He's been playing like that since the start.
If there's no options, if they're not making space and running in front of him, then where else does he go? He's trying to retain possession.
Bro, but look, there's four players behind you. You're the six, innit? There's four players behind you. There's one, obviously, Zubimendi there. And then there's ahead
he's
of
not
you,
the six,
it?
Bro.
But I'm saying where he picked the ball up, he picks it up off the centre back. And
now more times Zuppi was going back into deep.
That though.
No, he doesn't. Why was Zubimendi going lines. So deep to get the ball and Rice going?
That's what he does. It doesn't make
doesn't
sense.
Drive.
We do this mad thing, yeah, where it's like not so much anymore because Odegaard's not there. But usually, like Declan's like high left, so it's like that sideways pass he makes is because his back's to the touchline, bro. He's facing this way. Do you understand, bro? So it's like. The forward pass is a sideways pass.
Turn.
You understand? Right, there's no one there, bro.
KG, weak, vulnerable, nervous are words that I heard associated with that performance. What are you saying?
Well, there was a moment in the game, I don't know if you are watching, but if you play close, hate your attention that I do, you'll notice that there was a moment Zubimendi started to lose his
Yeah?
And two players went over to Zubimendi because he was making poor decisions and Zubimendi wasn't even listening to them. His head was completely down. He didn't know where he wanted to be. I've heard Arsenal fans also, well, not Arsenal fans, actually player, say that the grass. Did you
know
about the grass being dry?
Yeah, it was dry, yeah.
At his own stadium. Why is it? Why is it? He weren't playing away from home. If they know he needs it, if they know he needs the smooth carpet, yeah, at least, you know, a bit...
He
needs the moisture. I'm shocked I'm hearing stuff like that. But then do you know why it gets even worse? They've been protecting Declan Rice, yeah? And I'm seeing a guy called O'Reilly, a left back, playing in opposition, getting penalties, important headers.
We're talking about Nicole.
But I'm saying important moments in games. Declan Rice has no one to blame. You, if Tchoubemendi's behind you, what are you doing going forward? It's your job not to go forward and help the team.
He does go forward and help the team.
I want to do the pace, and I know nobody asked for this, but are we allowed to talk about Bournemouth and say some positive things about Bournemouth?
They were cold.
They are cold.
No. Do you know what worried? I think this is what
they
worried Arsenal.
Year,
yeah,
recruit.
Arsenal were kind of used to pinning a team back and then playing in their half. Yeah, but every time Bournemouth turned that ball over, they looked dangerous and like they were popping it and getting high up the pitch with it. And I think it made Arsenal be like, okay, no, do you know what? We can't play this game in their half.
It was weird, yeah. I'm watching that game, yeah. Arsenal never had no ideas. Bournemouth looked like they had 11 absolute ballers.
Monsters.
They was cooking. The two fullbacks, Trefler and Jimenez, crazy. Senisi. He was crazy. Alex Scott. But Christie was playing insane, by the way. Yeah. Christie was playing insane. The whole across to a man, they look proper good. Is that down to, is that the individuals? Is that the gaffer, Areola? Is that his name?
That's the tactics, man. It's the anti-press thing. You don't press Arsenal, man. And then you let them think and that's the result you get.
You add confidence to that, though.
Bournemouth were pressing.
No, they let Arsenal... that's why they were passing
it. It's like a half press.
Yeah. So they triggered it in the mid-block.
Yeah, what I'm saying? That where if you step up on Arsenal and press them... When Raya's got the ball and you let him do that little snazzy pass right through the middle of your team... That's when Arsenal are great.
Right. Yeah, I know you want to say something, Steve, but quickly.
Go on.
Obviously, you're a knowledgeable sports fan. Mm-hmm. Any words on Alex Scott and potentially getting called up to the England team?
Well,
and before he's played in the 6, the 8 and the 10 for that Bournemouth team.
And it's a big shout to him because he's come from non-league as well, so he's a late starter. He was a late starter. He's from Guernsey, which is a small little island where I get my medical cannabis made. That's where my factory is. Mm-hmm. I'll be going there this week as it goes to through some strains.
Oh, get back in the car.
You've got Matt Letizia, Graham Lasso, and when they have to train, they have to get a boat across. So it's for their parents, it's dedication. So the fact that their kid makes it is always amazing. But to make it to where he's made it to and to possibly playing like this to get into the England team, I think he's pushing that. You're saying the players that we've been talking about that we was hyping up at the start of the season, none of them are doing really well if you think about it.
I'll definitely take Alex Scott.
They've all dropped off and he's on the ascend. So I'd say it's always a late push into the England team. So yeah, but can I just say something about Arsenal? Arsenal fans, I see AFTV, I see Robbie, I don't think it's AFTV, but it was Robbie talking to one of the fans again and they're going. You know how it gets when Arsenal lose. So I'd said something about, I blame the fans, right? As I always do. And they said, I got loads of messages, replies, they're saying, Steve-o, so what, the fans are on the pitch, yeah? How can we do this, blah, blah, blah? And I had to remind them what the 12th man was. Mm-hmm. The 12th man, it actually really means, shut up, man. It means something. No, shut up, bro. Shut up. It actually means something. It means something, bro. It does mean something. So that's all I would say. So when they were coming at me.
That was John Wayne-esque.
When they were coming at me saying, we can't get on the pitch, like, shut up. You know I don't mean that, but I'm saying the 12th man matters. Try it.
They're nervous, man. Like, the fans, the players, the manager, no matter what they do, it's not enough.
Have they got good reason to be nervous? This is the time to win their first title in 22 years. This is... Have they got good reason to be nervous? City's chasing them.
City's on smoke.
Arsenal behave like a homeless man with dietary requirements. So this is, they do. I'm telling you right now because they don't respect cups. There's a Carabao Cup. You see the energy towards the Carabao Cup. Hear them. They said, you know what? We don't need to win that cup. It's not that important. Cool. Then you go to the next cup, Southampton. They say, right, FA Cup, don't really need that cup. It's not important. Every single time when there's something to win, their mindset
Chill,
is,
Kev.
One second, the mindset is,
Chill,
it's,
Kev.
The mindset basically is, It's not that important. We got bigger fish to fry. That has been the energy of Arsenal fans, and they can't just turn on the form. Right now, they can't just turn on the
form. So you got your French beret on.
As much as that's true, we're in a position, yeah, for the first time in 2 decades, yeah, to be going out of trophies and still have other ones to play for. That's all it is. We're not saying it. With the Carabao one, I'll give you that, innit? Yeah, but with the FA Cup, of course we wanted to win that game. You understand? We didn't. And instead of just crying about it, we said, nah, we've still got the Champions League. We still got the league. Same way, if we got the Champions League, whether it's midweek or the semi-final, or we get to the final and lose or whatever, we're still going to just look forward, innit? You can't.
But beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, but that's, I hear you.
That's it.
So proud
that's
of
it.
But
that's what he's saying. That's
what he's saying, cuz. But are you hearing what I'm saying, though? It's not, we're not saying it don't matter, bro.
That was a hard like, we landing, wanna, bro.
Like, when we came out of the Carabao Cup, what did we say? The treble's still on. Yeah, it was a bit of a joke, but we were still in 3 competitions. No. We went out with another one. Now we're in 2, bro.
Quadruple to treble. To double. Now it's trouble in there.
Trouble. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to remember,
spoken
yeah?
Spoken word.
The tortoise won that race, bro.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the hair was off.
Crazy,
and,
man.
And the tortoise still won. And I still think it's Arsenal's title to lose.
I do as well.
I still think it would be crazy if they lost it from here.
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
But going into the weekend, it was 9 points. It's still as it stands, or now it's down to
6.
But what I'm saying is they don't count until the points are on the board. You can't count.
He has to win this league now, yeah? Because if he don't, then players will never listen to him ever again. They don't know. You don't know what you're talking about, brother. You made us finish 2nd 4 years in a row. You're not taking us to the promised land. He'll lose the dressing rooms. Like in that,
no,
there's a lot going on. I don't know whether no, I don't understand.
It shouldn't even be this close.
The squad's good. You've done a triple substitution on the 53rd minute. Their man, they got dragged. Yeah. The Avenue's come on.
Panic station.
Nothing really changed. You're bringing on a 16-year-old Dowman. A 16-year-old is not going to make that influence in the Prem when you need it.
Do you know what it is, yeah? The trouble has already started, yeah? How many of the games recently have they won in the 92nd minute? They know that that's what they've been relying on. And now they can't. Now they're losing games.
Did you see where Gabriel was playing at the end of that game?
Do
you see
how? He was
ahead of everyone.
He's supposed to do that.
No, but I'm saying he's taking a touch and he's taking. Remember, he took a through ball.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, how is he there?
Because that he's the only what clutch man they've got.
No, but it don't matter when Gay. I know we're not talking about it, but when Gay is up there touching, turn, spinning, and banging, you're not complaining. It's just you get what I'm saying.
Gay, oh, go.
So it can be done. Is Zubimendi the problem? I see him come out and tweet. Was it a scapegoat?
That's not real.
Oh, was that fake? Oh, no, but...
You got to be locked into hate, bro.
I don't watch stuff. I just see stuff. I think I see Poet retweet.
I know, I did. I was joking. So I said, poor guy.
Oh, okay.
And then everyone says, Steve, you don't know that it's... I'm saying, bruv, I know.
I didn't even read
what's
it.
What's going on
it's real or
nor did
not.
I
just see it.
Nor did I.
But anyway... He kind of is being scapegoated because people are saying like he fell off
I
a
said
cliff.
That, yeah, scapegoat.
They're saying like any like pass forwards he takes, he needs 2-3 extra touches.
Like, if we were the Arsenal players right now, yeah, and you've had a bad run, you're out of 2 competitions, you got youths that always catch you are on your back again, and now they can win the league if they just win every game.
And they're playing the best.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not just saying this. I prefer to be in the City dressing room now than the Arsenal dressing room.
Obviously, yeah.
Them man there.
They got momentum.
No, man, I'm not.
I'm just saying.
You can't change the narrative, man. It's better with the points on the table.
And listen, you see the form book. The form book is a real
thing. Yeah,
we spoke about it. True, but you know what? The saying is always this, bro. It's always better to have the points on the table.
No,
everything else, it is, though. Everything else is a if.
It's not
everything
if.
Else.
You have to apply
is
context.
If your points are
bro,
there.
Bro, you have to apply context.
So what's the context you're going to apply?
The context is if City win every game, they win the league.
No, they need to get
no, yes,
they need,
yeah,
they
same.
Goals.
But
they
it's,
goals. They need
yeah,
goals.
But it's not, it's, yeah, but if they win every, broski,
they need
they've
goals.
Got a game in hand, yeah?
what is it? A game in hand, 6 points, and they got to play us, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
No, but so if you beat them, you can't be defeated.
Yeah, that's it. If. It's the same way as an if. So it's Lippy, no one's in a better
You're hearing this, though. You can't be defeated from that point.
It's not about being defeated.
You don't even have to win all your games. They do. So, like, you lots have to get out of this. You know what it is? You also got a victim mindset where they just constantly feel like.
Hard done by
it. They know they shouldn't really. They shouldn't lose this league, but they know that they're not really
the manipulators that scream manipulation.
In City's changing room, yeah, there's Pep. There's players that's done this before, innit? Yeah? In our changing room, there's Arteta and players that's done this before.
Wait, boy, same thing. That was good.
How can you cut him? That was so good.
Go.
Oh, man. You know what it is? Let's take it back. Take it back. They was talking about Pep, he's lost it, this, that, and the other. We cannot go lightly on Arsenal where they are at this moment. We cannot. So you need
lightly.
You need to step it
last
up.
Last week he was defending them.
He said that we should be polite.
He knows he's done.
No, but I answer one sec. Lippy that landed. Was last week. There's two more games that have happened since then. Two more games have happened since then, bro.
I need you to let Lippy speak, please.
Yes.
I'm just saying, innit? We've been in this situation before, bro. Twice with City. You Sam understand?
Anderson, innit? Heard it all before.
We said we're going to let Lippy speak, please.
The most worrying thing I saw, yeah, was after the match, after City played Chelsea, Doku is speaking to Micah Richards and to Sturridge, yeah? And he said he thinks that Arsenal versus City is the season decider. Now, he's already in that mindset of we have to win and we are going to win. And if we win, the league is practically ours, yeah? Now, I know Arteta is a little bit of a... Not that he would play for a draw, but he's the type of person that would play for that draw.
He can play for... If
they're going in like they have to win this game and they're going to win this game and you're going in like we just have to not lose this game, you're going to get beat, bro.
Of course we are, bro.
The sporting result is important. The sporting result is going to say
I want sporting to take extra time.
No, but now what's the priority? If you're an Arsenal fan, what's the priority? Because you've got two games in quick succession, you're going to have your preferred players.
There's no priority. We need to play. We have a game at home midweek in the evening, yeah? We have to play well in that game.
Do you need your strongest
team?
More or less, yeah, for the most part. Even if it's not for the full 90, we have to hit some kind of momentum. Broski, for the last, what is it, 4 games, we ain't found no patterns of play. Like, even in the win away at Sporting, you could say, yeah, it's a tough away win, a stadium that they ain't lost in a while. But we didn't get to take that back to the league. And it's the Loons thing again. Play well midweek and then go lose on the weekend.
Well.
Not play well, but win.
Overexert. I know because you know what? I'm dropping my psychs thing. Come on, man. It's when they overexert themselves. Like that game in Lisbon, it weren't a super tough game, but it took a lot out of them in terms of the last minute. Raw, we've done it. Oh my God, you know what I'm saying? And then you ain't even got time for that to resonate. They're probably still celebrating that. You've got to learn to put that to bed. And as soon as you get on the coach, that's done.
What about the next Martin game Odegaard? Yeah?
They ain't got that.
Let's talk about Martin Odegaard then, yeah? Because he is essential for them, yeah? He's the one that moves the ball forward. And he gets a lot of a stick from Arsenal fans as well. He doesn't move it enough. He doesn't do enough. But without him, there are massive holes in the Arsenal.
But that's not to like downplay what he's doing, but I think that's because of the profile that he is, isn't it? We just don't have another him. So like even when he's bad, but Eze's still, for me, a better profile in the 10 position because he's more, he'll get on the end of things more. For me, Odegaard, man, like I think I was with what you're saying, innit? When the fans were on him, I didn't think he was warranted, innit? But over the seasons, bro, he's...
No, let him go, can't
he? He's not strong enough, man.
I was just going to say, listening to Lippy and listening to Arsenal fans, this is what I just don't get, and I'm going to probably leave after this. like, Lippy was saying it, and my friend was saying the same things, like, we got to win, we got to do this. It's like, you don't. You can draw. And not only that, they're plus 3 goals. They should have tucked in Chelsea more yesterday.
Because it's plus three goals. So even if it did go all the way and they beat it, there's goals difference.
It's not plus three goals because they've got to play Arsenal.
It was plus four before they got the other one yesterday.
It's plus three at the minute. Yeah. They play Arsenal.
They
could beat Arsenal 1-0. Remember, that means Arsenal conceded. The gap goes down to one goal.
But it's still going to be a plus. Yeah. What I'm saying is there's that. There's the draw that can happen. Then you're out. So I'm saying, please, there's got to be some
Arsenal
sort of...
Arsenal are moving like they've lost the chance to gain ground on City.
This is it.
But this is what it is, yeah? But what we have to do now, yeah? What we have to do now is what it feels like, bro, is even though it really is our league to win, bro, it's feeling like to lose, yeah? It's feeling like City are the favourites in this moment in time. Look, 2 seconds.
It's clever.
2 seconds. Let me just
clever
finish.
What he's doing.
And my whole thing is, yeah, we, for the first time this season... That could work in our favour, innit? Being underdogs, kind of. Because we've gone into every game, major pressure.
No,
we have
you
to win.
Don't.
Yes, we have, bro. Just
Arsenal underdogs.
Yes, we have. Let me. We haven't. We've never been underdogs this season, bro. We went Liverpool, expected to win.
You're not underdogs.
Played United twice. Broski, in this City team, regardless of what you want to say, yeah, we're going to the Etihad as underdogs that day, bro.
If we had to bet, 100%. If you had to bet money on it,
you're champions elect.
I can't believe what I'm hearing, man. This
bro,
has changed this season. He was there
two seconds.
It's not a this. Walk into that stadium as an underdog, you ain't winning. What kind of mentality is that? How can you be underdogs? He's not sick. He's not the best team in Europe.
Hold on, bro. Because I know man's trying to do
top the Champions League.
You lot
top
trying
of the
to
Premier
do
League.
The Villa Arsenal thing. So when you don't win, oh, but you had this, you had. Broski, for 1 week, let's just be honest, football fan. Two seconds. I'm going
to
let you talk, yeah?
No problem,
but. I'm trying to talk.
No, I don't want to go. I'm not going. I'm rebranding.
But you're saying everything he said has been deeper ball, and you've not listened to what he said. Like everything he said has come true. No, I'm saying he's saying that you're not going to talk ball now. But everything you said over the last few weeks has been ball. Has been supreme ball knowledge. I know it because I've been in a relegation scrap.
The relegation scrap thing was ball knowledge. Yeah, fairs. That was
and he has the jokes as well,
recently,
but he has spoken.
No, recently, all you do is they said this, they said that, and whoever you're talking about ain't here, bro.
I'll tell you what you said. Before you were gassing, you lot thought that this is definitely your year. Yeah? We're in phase. I don't know. Phase 56, phase 57, who knows? But now this man here is telling me he is the underdog. How? This man, hold on. Did you or did you not say, we have two teams to play. We have our other team and our second team can beat everyone in the Premier League.
No, I didn't say
did
that.
Did he not
no,
say along those
that.
Lines?
No, I didn't say
along
that.
Best defense. Is it my turn to land? Because now you're stopping me. So is it? Okay, cool. So now, right now, thank you very much.
Shut up, Brent.
So now this guy, yeah, he wants us to feel sorry for him because his team can't show up. This man is, how many points clear? 6 points clear. And they got a positive goal difference. And all he has to do is go to the Etihad and get something.
Not
but
lose.
Now he's saying, I don't know what to do. Bro, they were top of the, this guy's top of the Champions League. I don't know what to do. Who's going to help us? Let me respond.
First of all, when we done the predictions at the beginning of the season, I said, I think we finished third, yeah? As the season went on, obviously I grew in confidence. We've been doing well. Broski, you come in today with cherries, cherry coat, a beret. No, hold on. Laughing at us doing badly.
I'm just talking.
But now we're talking about City. None of that matters now. We're the best team in the world again. We have to do things. Be honest, bro. Like, I get it. If we don't win the league, it's going to be funny. You're going to get your time to laugh, innit? It's going to happen. But let's talk ball. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm ready
bro.
To talk ball.
What I will say is this, yeah?
Yeah.
If I'm on my life, if I was given a pound and said, you put it on whoever you think will actually win the league, you get $1 million, I'll put it on Arsenal. Yeah. I genuinely would put it on Arsenal.
I would
because
never.
They have got, even though they're in bad form, they've got less to do to win the
100%,
league.
100%. But if you believe that, why are you vexed at me for saying that I don't think we're ready then?
Because it's
you
funny.
You don't think we're ready.
Because it's funny.
Oh, cool. That, as long as we'll accept that. You understand? As long as we'll accept that. But it's funny.
Because it's just like an Arsenal intervention.
I don't know what this is. Be. They lost three out of the last four in all cups. Not like they lost three in the league.
The business, at the business end of the season.
And what's City doing? The opposite. And exactly. You're saying they're not in the better form than us.
No, they're in better form, boys, but they're not in a better position.
Like I said, if we go to the Etihad saying, we're going to spoil their party. It's not about us spoiling our season. It's about us going there, shutting them up. Because City feel good right now, bro.
I want to talk
you
about
see
City.
Shirky doing kick ups and all kind of... If we go there, hurt them, physical, direct, we will win the league, innit? But if we go there feeling sorry for ourselves, we're going to get moved to, bro.
But then if real? They win this game,
it's
they're
done.
The champions. They
won the league.
That's it. They're the champions.
I don't understand why you lot just can't see it as crazy, an opportunity.
Man. I can see it.
So
but
everybody's worried apart from Arteta. Bro. After the game, after the Bournemouth defeat, Arteta was asked, are you worried how the team would respond? And he said, no. He knows these players. Couldn't Mikel Arteta be an imposter?
That's a funny question, but did you see Pep's response to when they asked him about Arteta? Mm-hmm. And he said, you've been in this position before, trying to fight for titles, trying to win something. What did you learn from that moment? He goes, it's not my job to give. I don't remember it. And it's not my thing to help Arteta.
One thing about Pep, he's class. And the way he carries himself in them interviews and the things he says, them gaffers walk into training knowing that this is our gaffer. They're emboldened and empowered every day, bro.
I remember when they asked him something about after a match a few weeks ago, yeah, and he mentioned every other manager and he didn't mention Arteta at all.
On point.
And I thought, ooh, he's onto something. Like, he knows the home straight still ahead. Like, they're still on the curve. And now that it's home straight time, this is where you see who's actually got legs. And historically, it's City that's got legs and Arsenal
who
don't.
And then you look at the press reports and all that. Them men are training with pens and all that. What are they doing with the pens?
To de-stress them though, innit?
What pens?
You didn't see them with the pens holding the pens with their noses and that. Doing the nose, like, bro. Broski, the ball needs to hit the back of the net, bro. I don't know how the pens.
I'm not gonna lie. If you're going to train that, and then you make me train, and there's a TikTok video there, and you're doing stupid things, then we go and get our tea kicked out by Bournemouth. I'm not rating you no more, man.
I'm not rating you no more. And he had the big screen up. He had the big screen up at the training ground, like that was mimicking the what the fans are gonna be doing. Right. This is how it's gonna be when we're gonna get our tea kicked out.
Go off, innit? Go off on them. But as I say, listen. The same things Arteta was doing when he was mashing up the league, he's doing the same.
Yeah, but he didn't win, though. Like,
from the start of when he won first winning, and he made, I think there's an entry that Arsenal go
he
in.
He hasn't won the league.
Hang about.
Talk about mashing up the
history.
League.
I'm on about since he's been there, he's been doing weird bro.
I know, and it's not worked. He hasn't won
this
anything.
Year,
Scott's come in and didn't do no weird shit. He won. You just keep talking about he's mashing up the league. He's doing weird shit. He said he's done his weird shit. He's coming. He ain't won nothing. So why is he
mashing up the league this year? Why do you think we should win the league then? That's what I need to understand. That doesn't make sense. But you've rubbed that out. What you just said has rubbed out what you're about to say. You can't say it because...
You're acting like you ain't got the dog win, bro.
Broski, you just said before, if you had to bet on who would win the league, it wouldn't be us. But now you're fighting... Man, them. I'm unveiling the thing now. I'm not having it. Scooby-Doo. It's KG all along. Yeah, I know what this is. Yeah,
KG,
stop this, bro.
With the beret, innit?
Yeah, with the beret. Trying to be a French coach.
But I make it, it makes sense, England though.
Floating.
Garlic bread.
That Arteta was
floating garlic bread, bro.
Am I wrong, Lips? So, all this weird stuff he's doing, he's been doing it. But when Arsenal were mashing up the league, when they were, was it 12 points at one stage, clear?
Yeah.
Mine? Like, he was still doing that.
Yes, but to hear this. But we're not in that position anymore, bro.
Yeah, kick the ball
put
now.
The pens away now.
Yeah, kick the ball, bro.
Stop.
But they do say, don't change.
Man, RIP Trevor Hutton. You know what he did one time, yeah? He brought in the, I think it's like Thailand or something. They play football with this little wooden small ball thing, yeah?
Wood.
He brought it in. We're playing with it. But also we got battered, yeah? On the, because remember, you train on the Saturday, play on the Sunday. But also I've never seen that ball again, yeah? So you have to change as the season goes along.
Depends on
when we're doing well and it's November or whatever and you're flying, yeah, you can do all that team bonding stuff. When it's time to fight for something,
so do you
it's
think
different
you
circumstances.
Found out? Do you think your corner stuff and all that's been found out now?
Bro, it's more than... Do you see when you lot are saying the corner stuff, yeah? You lot are letting us off the hook. That's why I just let you lot say it. It's way more than that.
Even the penalty comes from the corner.
Remember, we used to score with corners and the reason it was good is because we defended really, really well. That's stopped happening recently. You understand, bro? Yeah, Saliba and Gabriel, they are who they are, bro. But our fullbacks have had to change a lot.
Will they get the team of the season now? Were they still getting the team of the season?
Ben White is looking shaky.
If we look at it from like football manager terms, he's trying to, let's give you some examples of what Arteta's probably saying to the boys. You all play football manager, you know how it goes in the press conference. The result is not the important thing at all tonight. Just go out there and enjoy yourselves.
No way.
That's not working.
No way.
Okay, what about, go out and enjoy the match. I'm not concerned about the result.
Nah, you know what he's saying? You know what he says every week, and I say it every week on football manager.
The performance today is much more important than the result.
Ignore what the media is saying. Just go out there and play your game. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. I want to know what... What would you be saying to the team right now?
I wouldn't do a team talk.
To help galvanise them.
I wouldn't do a team talk for the next game. That picture, I'll put it everywhere. They can't miss it. See the picture of the Man City fan? Because we're getting to play them soon. Yeah, mad. We're getting to play them soon. I have it everywhere. Them man have to hate him. You see when they get off the coach.
However,
I play football manager.
It's Arsenal. You could get that wrong, bro. The thing is, Arsenal are a self-fulfilling prophecy team. Like, they know that they are second best, so they just keep coming second best. Now, if you show them that bottle, it's going to activate past trauma. You kind of got to just make
the players do look at social media.
Like, go watch.
Do you know what
I think?
Do you know what they need? I know. If you play football manager, you know the exact one that they need right now, just to show a bit of sternness. Yeah, we've been on a bad run lately, so go out there and impress me.
No, when you've done the pen exercise, you can't say that now.
Why?
You're gonna say, Gaffer, we done pen connections on Thursday. How can you tell me to impress you,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, no, I know.
Is it? We just, bro. We need a different approach,
that
bro.
That pens. I don't know if you watches UFC here, but Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz, right? And Nate Diaz said to him, first one, Nate Diaz said to him, you can't beat me because you're playing touch butt in the park with that dork. And Conor was doing this. Like, you remember when he was doing that funny stretches with that guy? Yeah, and Nate smacked him up. You get what I'm saying? You're fighting, bro. Like, this is battle that you're going into, bro. You're playing touch butt with the dork in the park, bro.
Mom, you know what I would say? I would quote someone that is very quotable, Big H, and I would say, man a man hungry, man a man eat, man a man tired,
man a man sleep. Yeah, makes sense.
So
I'm with you.
That could be it, you know?
That's what they, if I bring out the AK, Don, man be like, oh, where's JJ gone?
Hey, what's that Lord of the Mics, isn't it? That's that one.
Didn't Miles Lewis Skelly get his get back though on Haaland when he done the celebration? It works. Like sometimes, I remember when Nottingham Forest, there was one guy that touched one of the Arsenal players. He waited a year to see him and pushed him over. So these men will hold on to this thing. So them men are petty enough. Have this picture, show it to them, and it can go out there. If they win this game, if you're an Arsenal, any Arteta be saying, win this game, we win the league. Yeah. That's it. Win this game, you win the league, it's done.
You've got to look at the team that you're showing this to. If you're showing this to a team full of Declan Rices, cool, you might get the response that you want. But you just look around, everyone's married. Like, it's just, it's done.
But Dan, no. You know what it is, Dan?
Last one on this one.
He's speaking respectfully, as a person that don't really played in the sports. You know, like, if you go out and you're fired up, and then the City team are going to be like, bro, what, go on? You good? You're going to be like, you're going to go berserk. And you're saying, innit?
Well, guys, last thing, Steve, go on quickly.
You need ice in the head and fire in your belly. That's what's got.
All right, well, look, I want to change this up, obviously. Sorry, Dan, I know that you're not going to enjoy this next segment.
No, I really am going to like this one.
Okay, cool. I want to talk about City. City battered Chelsea 3-0.
That's mad. That's bad.
They've been on a run. They didn't even concede. They beat Arsenal 2-0 in the cup. Then they kicked out, put four past Liverpool, no conceded. Then three past Chelsea.
Crazy.
This is crazy. Haaland, two goals in the last 10 Premier appearances, though.
I don't think I've seen City play this good for a few years. This is the City that we said at the start of the season, once the players that they've got start clicking, Shirky comes in, clicks. And it looks like they're clicking.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I can't say his name. Kudus stuff.
Yeah.
That you see that debut that he had. Yeah.
It hurt me.
Making a tear come to my eye. It was bad. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I told you it was cold.
What he's done and how he's turned that around. He is absolutely cold. He's gonna be one of the best centre backs in this league. I'm nearly sure of it. Only man faster than him is Van Den Ven. Yeah, Van Den Ven.
He's off still.
He's gonna be cold. Him and Gueye have got it together. I think Gueye's good. Nico, we know Nico. He's
cold.
Clutch man as well.
Nunes is doing good on the right. You got Rodri and Ben. That front four, yeah, of Shirky, Doku, Semenyo and Haaland.
Stupid.
That is insane.
And Haaland's not even getting crazy.
To start clicking now. It's you know what's scary mad, yeah? Stuff.
I think Doku scored. I think that was his second league goal. And you see me, like, the young people online, they hate him for this. You know them ones? They want him to have all 14 league goals. Yeah. Bro, see, I want that from my winger, bro. I want my nine to have like 27 and my star winger to have like 3 goals. Because he's nowhere near the goal. He's over there terrorizing the fullback. And he might not even get the assist. It might be a little pass to him. He passes. You understand, bro?
One thing I would say, what I'm super duper impressed with, yeah, is that we all knew Shirky was a dope talent. We all know he's a baller, but he's grown into that City team like it's his. He'll take the ball anywhere. He's arrogant enough to do anything he wants. He's got the ability to do anything he wants. And he's saying, look, I'm here. When you got a man like that playing and you got all them weapons around him, I'm saying, like, Chelsea didn't stand no chance in my mind. There was that 20 minutes.
Well,
you was good. You was all right for like 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. But I don't. You try to say they was moving shaky. I don't think they was moving shaky. I just think they were just. They just weren't.
City went crazy.
They were just chilling.
City were shaky early doors because I was looking at the game, obviously, as an Arsenal hater, thinking we're not going to get Champions League football anyway. Why are we going to win today? Why would we do that? But we came out trying to win. We actually came out and tried to win that game. And had a goal disallowed, and we were flying past them. It's a couple misplaced passes, and we would have been 2 to the good.
Cole Palmer should have spread it.
KG said that Haaland ain't really going, but what is happening with Haaland? If you see for the Nico goal, he had 2 people fighting him.
Yeah.
And they forgot about Nico,
space.
Who's crazy in the air as well.
That kid with his headers, man.
So Haaland, again, and this is what Pep does amazing, is that he makes these little changes in the season where. Like the intricate. Remember a few seasons ago, we put the 4 centre-backs across the back four when they weren't defending too well. And again, I feel like Haaland sacrificed some of his game, allowed Semenyo to do his thing, as well as that now he's occupying people up higher, allows Shirky to get the ball a bit higher up as well. So
Haaland was the one. Remember the TV, Haaland was the one, was it the Arsenal game when he was saying, let's remind the world that we're still here. You know what I'm trying to say? Haaland's probably leading the charge in that dressing room as well. And these men, he's saying like, look, we're going to win this league, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
he's going
to
bag a goal as well. He's going to get a goal against Arsenal.
The worst thing that happened to like Arsenal right now about with the Man City thing is them not getting knocked out of the Champions League. I think they were so focused on just winning another Champions League. As soon as that thing dried up and they said they're not doing that, we're serious. Like right now, Pep could be walking away.
He's not going to walk away on a loss though.
He will never walk away. Like, but if he wins this, then he bops. That's legendary. That's a legendary.
It's romantic.
What?
Domestic treble. It's only been done once time before that. He's going to get the domestic treble again and ride off into the sunset. I think it's written.
We was wrong about Pep and Cherky though, because Cherky came out and said, look, he allows me to play my... He says he allows me to be expressive.
He's the only one.
I think Pep's smart and he's learning from his mistakes. You know what I'm trying to say? He's had those kind of players before the past and he's got Cherky now and it's an important time. Man. This ain't the time to knock all that out of Cherky. This is time to let him be a maverick.
This is it.
So Pep's learning, isn't it? He's saying, look, do your thing.
He said that in regards to Shirky, he said like he tells him to do what he wants, and the only other player he said that to was Messi. He said that, so
that's it. That's the guy. You wanna, if anyone takes a risk on this team, it's him.
You gotta kick 100%. Him, man.
If you get near him, bro.
He's gotta kick him, bro. Kick anyone. Bro.
Did you hear what Kyle Walker said about Pep? That he doesn't like people getting the ball in the half turn. He prefers it to roll across like Gravenberch. There's a guy that I used to have a coach called Martin Ling, old tight Lingy. He's head at Orient now, executive at Orient. But that was his thing. So instead of having a touch, he would take you out of the game with no touch, just by dropping the shoulder, letting it run across his body. And hearing Walker talk about
Walker
that, the intricate bits that Pep does, man.
I'm not gonna lie, Walker looks. I see him doing his badging and stuff. Walker looks right on the training pitch still. He looks like he's got a future.
He's got the earrings in him.
He just fits him. I'm not gonna lie.
The big hat.
I think Walker's got a future.
But wait. Only when Pep talks about that grav turn is it means. I was saying it, but man was just laughing at me.
Grav turn's done brilliant.
But I'm saying Arsenal, they still got to play Lisbon tomorrow and that. Pep's going to be chilling.
Tomorrow? Don't start that again.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Don't get involved in my
chill
business.
Chill out, Steve, man. Take a touch.
Don't get involved
bloody
in what I do.
Bloody hell. Rose
this comes out tomorrow.
It.
They're playing on Wednesday.
Rose said in it, bro.
Yeah? What the f*** are we doing here?
he's trying to help out, bro.
Not blocking
it.
Could have just said it again.
Pep and City are just going to be chilling. Arsenal play Lisbon. It's only 1-0. It could go deep into extra time. It could be. Do these things have an effect? Is that midweek going to have an effect on the result? Loons.
Yes. It always will. Obviously, I know what I'm going to do here, bro. Come on, man. Chill out, man. Yeah, I was just bantering with Steve real quickly. But yeah, obviously, I believe this. Look, if it goes two ways, innit? If Arsenal have an easier game, I think they're going to... if he's smart and wants this Premier League, he's going to have to make a decision. He's going to have to pick...
when Loons, everyone takes a drink break.
That's fine.
I can help with that.
That's out of order.
No, I can help with that because their mouths have been dry from talking so long. But
okay, cool. Let's get back in the car. Hey, Dan.
Shut up, man. I ain't finished.
No, it's all right.
Shut up, man. I ain't finished. Don't be rude, man. So anyway, yeah. He's going to have to pick between the Premier League or the Champions League. And I believe that the Premier League is more important. So, and that they're a go ahead, I believe. He does.
Niggas can't make squads in this trap, bro.
Chill out, man.
Chill, man.
Let's chill, man. You know, I'm trying to make a joke, and this is man's team, bro. Just chill. And I'm just breaking down. Okay, so I believe he's going to put on a kind of a rested
squad.
Right,
you're still making this point.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Because you lot are talking.
All right, come on. All right, fine.
All right, you lot are stopping me. So he's going to make a rested squad. I believe Dalman starts in against Lisbon and that type of team, and he's going to have to go
City. We're staying on City, but obviously City, they play Chelsea. Dan, is Liam Rossinha out of his depth?
Of course he is.
Do you like when you see him with the notes giving them to the players?
Bro, I don't like. Of course he's way out of his depth. He should.
Palmer and Enzo want out.
Bro, everyone wants out. I want out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Where?
Where you going?
I want out.
Where you going?
What team?
I don't know. I'm on loan to City right now.
What are you going
to
do with your tattoo?
I'm just going to keep it.
Okay, Dan. Everyone, I saw Dan. Dan,
here's the thing. Yeah?
Can you explain the negativity towards the team?
Of course, I've got
wanting to lose and all that.
I've got the most toxic relationship with Chelsea right now, yeah? Because I understand how things work. And I want things to get worse because they have to get worse. Because just suppose Chelsea do this stupid little thing that they always do and they manage to get Champions League football and we beat City and it spurred us on. It's papering over cracks.
And I'm drinking.
You know,
I thought that was genuine.
He almost died drinking, bro. Why
didn't he even
cry? He's got a screw loose, you know. I promise you, man.
Well,
Blue Cole
will see this as a partly successful season if we don't completely capitulate. Now, we've had players come out and talk and get banned and blah, blah,
blah. What do you think
about that? I think it's humans, bro. It's humans. Unfortunately, we've got players that want to win not a management, but a ownership that just wants to, like, just make bread. So,
you're still in the FA Cup.
I don't care about none of that.
League.
I don't care about I don't care about any of it. I don't care if we lose every game until the end of the season. I need this message to get through to the ownership. I don't care.
Hey, Lippy, what do you think of Liam Rossinha?
Bro, I want to tell you what I think of Blue Cole, first of all. And that sounds like some kind of evil, like, company.
It
like,
does.
Yeah. Like Pokemon or something. Blue Cole are here. They're taking over the city. Like, yeah, and I just think it's a bit... Bro, football's a... it's been going on for a long time, bro. Like, they need to, like, replicate what's being done at other clubs, bro. This whole new approach, everyone under 25...
It's Americans,
The young gaffer, like, there's no experience, bro.
Everyone's young.
Yeah, yeah, there's no experience.
Are we allowed to let him off the hook, though?
Who? Dan.
Nightclub walkthroughs.
Are we allowed to let Dan off the hook?
Only for the greater good. Look, what I did...
Why is he allowed to do this?
To be fair to you, you ain't used to this. He does this. He's all of you lot do this.
No, but...
You don't do this.
We're not doing this today.
News does this.
This is crazy.
What you lot do... Let me tell you what you lot do. When you lot's team is winning... You lot is, Mr. You come dressed like
Klopp.
Yeah. You understand, bro? Literally,
you got the whole hat. Where's my hat?
Yeah.
You just stole it. Yeah. Broke my trophy. Yeah.
But you see, when your teams are doing badly, don't care no more, bro.
Okay, well, crazy.
It's a cop out, bro.
You came here fully loaded. You got Bayern.
Absolutely. These pussios, bro. This man here, yeah. You got Chelsea fans celebrating a loss. 3-0 and they're celebrating. You can't. These are the world champions, you know. These are the same guys. No, world champions. They got the Iron Man logo. You know the Iron Man heartbeat thing. They got down their chest, yeah.
Proof
and
that
they
Tony go around has
four
a heart.
Years.
Can I stop you? Let me stop you for 2 seconds. You see, when you was wearing the beret first, I didn't rate it. If it's you're styling it now. He adjusted. Okay.
I've adjusted.
I'm gonna let him go.
No,
okay.
These men here are brought in a bag of players. They told us these men are signed to death row contracts. 9 years. 9 years. I'll leave. No, all I'm saying is this. I think it's a disgrace. You man are embarrassment, bro. You man keep talking 2 billion spent and you're allowed to come here today and say, we wanted to lose.
What do you mean
we wanted to lose? You don't get to say that. You don't get to say stuff like that. Caicedo, the one that you was hyping up before, telling us the best DM. What did he do in the last
gonna
game?
Burst blood vessel,
you know
mate.
What I clocked
gonna
in the
burst
game
one.
As well, but no one else clocked. Rossini had the powder, the lines.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
line,
yeah,
the
shape
up.
Yeah.
He had the lines.
He had the powder.
Yeah.
In the city
game. Yeah.
Because I didn't watch no sports after we lost.
Why is it so defined?
Yeah, he had the powder, like the line, like he like, just had the tremble.
Oh, well, have you seen a picture of the club walkthrough?
Listen, Dark, as soon man. As these Americans came in, I detached myself from the club.
Oh, please.
No, he doesn't get to do that. Garnacho came on the pitch, yeah? They were losing 3-0. And it was like, there wasn't that 5 or something minutes left. He gave him notes. What's Garnacho gonna do?
What do you reckon he's coming on to?
No, what's it? No, what note is that?
No.
What have you told him to do?
Listen, what do you want me to do? Be upset about this?
I know what that note said.
What?
Try hard.
I got a theory. You see, because he's a young gaffer, yeah? He's still a young boy and he feels like he can relate to the team and stuff like that. We think there's tactics on them notes, yeah? You see what that note said to Garnacho?
Taking that blunt thing in the sound spot.
I listen. But this
all
one's
wickedness. War can live.
Talk about Bogdan.
But
he messed on the pitch there.
Rossinho has no business. It's not even his fault. He's got no business being in a Chelsea dugout. I play for Hull. So I'm saying, like, what are we
he's
doing?
He's a Brighton export, though,
like,
and
listen,
you lot love that.
No, but I'm saying, we've look at this entire team from the management, all the way, bro, it doesn't make any sense. I can't get emotionally invested.
But it made sense halfway through the season when you thought you could challenge for the league.
When did I say that?
Well, they should never have got rid of Maresca, mate. Look. Never should have got rid of Maresca.
Don't you get it? It's the Chelsea team versus the Chelsea business. It's two different things. They're warring.
They're evil little men in blue suits.
But I heard Abramovich, like, there could be shouts that he's coming back.
But Blue Core, what? Ain't Blue Core the ones that were beefing Robocop?
You got more chance to open up the Straits of Hormuz, bro.
Last thing
on Chelsea, yeah. One thing that has been golden about Chelsea this season, I ain't really listening to him because he gets onto Arsenal too much. John Obi Mikel.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what is he doing, mate? He's bringing on Garnacho. He's bringing on Garnacho. 5 minutes to go, mate. Like you tell me what to do, mate.
Where the Nigerian squares as well. What the fuck are we doing?
And no, but did you see? You see him at the Ascot?
Cheltenham.
Like, have you backed any winners? Yeah, I have, man. I've backed a couple winners today, man. Oh, he's the. Oh.
All right, we're going to move on to a different team. Before we get into the different team, I want to introduce someone who clearly only sings when they're winning. He is a Liverpool fan. Everybody make some noise for J2K, please.
Hey, and they've seen him all season.
Roll up. Thank you, Ray.
You are pulling up now.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Great game. These times, Liverpool was doing well, this would be like your 8th appearance, bro. Well, on to them, man.
I think this stinks that you lost 3 of your last 4 and it's a win against Fulham that's drawn you out here, that's got you here. What are you saying here? What's going on?
Do you know what? This is the worst season for me to come here, to be fair. Like, I mean, I should have been here last season, but what? I can come here if I like. I'm family, ain't I? What's wrong with you, man?
All right, so I don't like this because really we should be piling on the pressure. Now, man, want to talk about a real puts on the masterclass and all that.
So didn't he?
Didn't he not?
He's like 21 now, man.
He's 17.
I just say we just let them do it. Go take it away.
No, quickly before we talk about Real's masterclass.
Take out Harvey Barnes from England, put Rio in there.
Yeah, I believe so as well.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's done. They're done.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to have that wild card.
That wild card, it's got to be
Real. Would you take,
half of that team is wild.
Would you take him on like a Theo Walcott thing? Like just
I'll play him.
Not to play him. Is he in front of Dalman?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
This changes the game. Let me say one thing. He's not in front of Dalman.
PR-wise.
United got a player, GJ Richards.
JJ Gabriel.
What's his name,
JJ Gabriel.
JJ Gabriel. So Rio might have to, what's his other heritage? Nigerian. He might have to invest in a Nigerian.
Invest. Super Eagles.
Yeah, he might have for Super Eagles still.
But you know what I'm saying? Like Arsenal, we've seen this with their youth players. They gas up their last Max Dalman was Emil Smith Rowe, respectfully. You know what I'm saying?
It's cold.
Yeah. Our last Rio was Raheem Sterling. Like they go places. You get me? They go places.
That's a decade apart.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but in between we've had Trent, we've had Curtis Jones. So we've got a history of doing it where you haven't.
So he's cutting. You lot aren't gonna be good. Rio's gonna be good and he's cutting. That's what you're saying.
If that happens,
that's
happening, bro. He's gonna win something and cut. That's how it goes. But like I'm saying, innit, Rio. I think he gave into the pressure of the
definitely. He gives it to everything. He ain't really a manager that's really standing on his
laurels.
Nah, he's scatty, man, and I can't get with it this season.
Do you have him out of there?
100%. You know what? And I don't like to say that like some casual. You know, like people just get him out of here. I don't think he embodies what Liverpool is at all. I really don't. I don't think he's got the dressing room. I don't think the players. Really respect. They look like they don't know what they're doing. They don't understand
how
what their role is.
How? Because the first season. No, but the first season was fine.
Yeah,
I know, but
he didn't
change much.
Because he didn't change much, yeah. He just said, take time before you press. Now it's fully don't press.
Did you see Gerrard on overlap? What he said? He said, the fans. He said, once the fans are gone, it's very tough to get
it's
back. And he believes that they're
gone.
It's hard.
Hey, Loons, you've done a £100 bet with Poet last week.
Yeah.
What's that about? Everton are now 5 points behind. What's the bet?
Well, how much? They were 3 points behind before.
Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah, well, Poet said he wants to bet me that Everton's going to finish higher than Liverpool. So I just think he wanted. I don't know, bro. I don't know, man.
Hold on, have Everton got to play Arsenal? Or they got to play City? We beat them the other day.
Oh,
same week, next week.
Oh, it's the first one. The Mark Dickinson or whatever it is.
The Willie.
The Hill Dickinson or something like that. Dickinson Hill.
Willie?
Hmm?
He said Willie.
Hold on, it's Will Dickinson.
No, it's Hill.
I was going to say, that's Willie.
Obviously, there's 5 places going, and if Aston Villa win Europa, then there'll be 6. So you are cool. You're comfortable with Champions League and all that. You qualify.
Yeah, we will. We will. I reckon we got it.
No, mate. Then we can get some confidence.
Listen, I'm realist, innit? Like, we've been so shocking this season. I believe we should have really finished third this season, but we've just been effing up the whole time. So I'm just like, we got the blind eye where it's fifth position. I'm like, how bad can we be, man?
Nah, you'll get it. Chelsea ain't going to get nowhere.
I believe we get it.
Anyway, let's go down to the bottom of the table.
Some
people might call the business end of the table.
You know what I'm saying? The business end of the table.
Rotten apples. Rotten apples.
Nah, there's big money involved down there.
Of course, rotten apples make alcohol, bro.
There's big money involved.
You know what I'm saying?
Business end of the table. West Ham with a class win, 4-0. They're officially out of the relegation zone. They're above Spurs.
Mm. Got like 2 points, huh?
2 points, yeah. 2 points clean. Same games played. Jared Bowen, masterclass. Have you got what it takes? Say that now, a shootout between you and Spurs. Have you got what it takes to get to better Spurs to the end of the season? Talk to me about it.
As you see, I'm just going to my phone because I want to get Sank.
Hey, still ain't going. So I mean, you see these two, they slow the tempo, you know.
Mm.
Proper.
Where tiki-taka? Pop, pop,
yeah,
pop,
there you
pop,
go.
Pop.
There you go. So Jared Bowen is on course to hit 20 goals, assists for the third season running in the league alone. A feat which only Haaland has achieved of all current Premier League players.
What? So Salah hasn't?
All right, and no, he hasn't.
Salah's not going to do it this season, though.
He's not going to do it this season.
This season,
bro.
League alone.
All right, the shush for one
for crying out loud,
but
man.
Jared, I think Jared was better a while ago. His performances ain't.
His performances have been unreal.
I feel like he's been sticking a little bit.
He's hit the post four times in the last three games. Been unreal.
Like, Bowen ain't that guy. England better not take
Jared, read what it says there, bro. Go on.
Jared Bowen, masterclass.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Do you watch football? Because the other day when you were at my house watching sport, you fell asleep. You're an old man. Yeah, allow
what it. Sport was it?
It was boxing. It was a Fury fight. It was Meedy. And your sofa's comfortable, to be fair. He's got a big comfy sofa. What was I supposed to do?
That was 10:30, though.
What?
That was 10 p.m. ring walks, bro.
So to answer your question, Jared's, to give you some information, Jared's been class. He's been amazing. Tatty's finally come.
Who?
Tatty.
Who's that?
He what?
Striker.
It's a striker. Well, you lot don't watch football, man.
He finally what?
Tatty's finally come.
Finally forward, man.
Mariapos.
Finally forward.
I told you about him.
Once a goon.
Your guy that we got on loan, De Zerbi.
The
Sassy, unbelievable.
Good.
Because you know what it is with us.
Black names.
Because you know what it is with us. He doesn't need to get on the ball like that. You know what I mean? So he just needs to defend, head, volley like I should have done. And he's been class for us, man. So all around the pitch, we've been class, but it ain't over yet, obviously.
You think you can go against Spurs and De Zerbi?
Yeah.
Do you have to play them?
No,
but it's a straight shootout. Because if they perform better than them,
there's more teams in it, bro. There's Nottingham Forest, there's Leeds in it. There's more teams in it, bro. Trust me.
I'm calling it. Elliot Anderson gets relegated.
It's you and Tottenham, man.
There's no scenario where you're both safe. I think one of you is definitely
okay, that's your opinion, but what I'm saying, mathematically, there's five teams in it.
What's that? Leeds?
Leeds, Nottingham Forest, Spurs, well, four. The other ones are down. But mathematically, can still stay up. I think we can do it. I think it's the atmosphere is good. The 12th man is singing loud and proud, and it's helping the boys.
And the form book helps you. We've
been on crazy form. I remember Spurs.
And Tottenham look.
Spurs were singing. They were singing.
Standing in the way was always going to be hard, though, boys. Let's have it right.
Yeah, you've got to get a point. I knew they was going
to
lose.
All right, boys, look. Listen to this. Look. Never going to win again.
He's got
What's going on?
Look how quick he's nodding.
Anyway,
look how quick he's nodding. He's got no rhythm.
Bro, these two.
The mic will pick it up, right? The mic's going to pick it up. Point is, that is Spurs fans singing when they were 14 points ahead of us. When they were 14 points ahead of us.
To a chant. To a cappella. No beat.
Hey, Greg.
There was no beat, no BPM, nothing.
No BPM. Zero BPM.
No BPM.
Zero BPM.
Spurs fans were singing, West Ham's never going to win again. We're getting down, all the rest of it, when they were 14 points clear of us. And now, obviously, that video's popped back up again.
De Zerbi's taking over Spurs. Did we see anything different in the Spurs style of play?
I think so.
Talk to me.
I think so. They looked a bit more. There was moments in it. There was moments, and he's picking the players that I believe like I'm saying Richarlison. I know people don't really, but he's a tryhard, isn't it? He's a tryhard. Yeah. If they are gonna, he's gonna help, isn't it? 100%. Xavi Simmons can't start. If you need
to
get
a bright spark a few games ago.
No, but he can't. If you're trying to get out of that spot there, unless he's doing what Somerville's doing, unless he's turning in those type of performances.
He kind of was.
He can't start. No luxury players. Yeah, you need the Koulibaly and Richarlison and Solanke. I would say this though,
obviously I watched the game. This is the first time, and I actually said it on my snap, this is the first time I've ever watched football on a hate watch, like what you lot do, yeah? I've never done that. I've never in me, and I hated myself for it because I'm not a hater. I've told you lot this. But it was exciting. It was good watching another team and a goal.
Celebrating
all
a
of
goal.
This, bro. Yeah. It was crazy, man. But Spurs were terrible.
Spurs have not won a game in 2026.
Crazy.
Can we ask?
Champions League.
In the Premier, that's what we're talking about.
Let me ask though, yeah? Like, I don't know if it's a fact, it's going to be a fact you lot are going to answer with. Is De Zerbi going to stay if they go down?
He said he's staying.
I don't think he will though. How, no, he won't. Bro. He won't though. I'm not saying he ain't said that, and he probably has said that, but there's no chance.
Can I ask you this then?
Yeah, go on.
He'll get a job.
If they go down, right? So exactly. If they go down, yeah?
Yeah.
I know there's going to be all their young players are going to stay. That's a luxury that they're going to have. Like Bergvall stays. They all stay. I believe they stay. Right. Anyway,
they don't have no relegation release clauses.
Of course they do.
Who? Spurs fans? Top 6 team? Their man signed contracts with relegation release clauses.
So what I'm saying, if the Zerbi's looking at that, think about it. You're in the Championship, the Spurs ground, the Spurs training ground. They've still got money. They generate money because of the deals that they've got. That's still a prospect to say, you know what, I'm going to come up and probably then challenge for Europe. I reckon.
Because can they attract players now?
No.
It's still Spurs, bro.
I know.
It's still Spurs with that stadium and training ground.
If Spurs go down, they're going to buy the best of the Championship.
No, I doubt it.
They're going to buy who you done that show with. What's his name? Ipswich.
League 72.
The winger. Ipswich.
Levels.
Jaden.
Philogene.
They're going to go and... And then use the Dane Scarlets.
Surely it'd be better to keep holding the best players you can and just bounce back up.
Bro, they're going to sell.
Richarlison, then they'll go.
They're still paying off for the stadium. They're going to have to make some money, bro. So they're going to have to, all that Dom Solanke's.
Someone's gone.
None
of them are gone.
The big money man got to go.
They've spent big
James
money.
James Maddison stays.
Beyonce, they got to go get Beyonce, man.
Wait, boys. Beyonce's got a play. They got a sellout.
Bro, she's too old.
They got a sellout.
Right, they got to put Blue Ivy
week.
Out there.
Yeah,
they got to put Blue Ivy out there. They got
not even on the hating thing yet. I just want to see them facilities. I just want to see them facilities down in the Championship. That stadium. I just want to see Preston pull up to the Tottenham Stadium.
Even worse.
In a minivan.
Wait, don't disrespect Preston.
You gotta go worse.
Wrexham, man. The Wrexham boys.
Their facilities are too good for that league, bro.
Wrexham could go up.
That's the first thing I thought about when I thought, if they get relegated.
That is wild, bro.
What's that?
That they is have to play.
Where do we do sports day? They may as well just move there.
Yeah, they should move to Mile End Stadium.
for the season.
They can frost, you know. They can do a Portsmouth, a Coventry.
You Lincoln?
Bradford, no. Spurs. Tottenham.
Nah, Spurs will bounce straight back up.
They're going straight up, bruv.
You don't know, bro.
I think West Ham will bounce straight back up if they go down.
West Ham will.
We have less chance.
Anyway, hey, JME has got something to promote, man.
What?
Did he say
JME?
What?
You're taking
no, sorry. Did he? What? Hey. Big him up. Serious. Hey, J2K's got something to promote. All right, Jamie's cold though.
JME is mad.
Who called him JME? Hey,
no. Hey. Flip the table, man.
Jamie's cold.
I saw on J2K, please.
I got you. So boys, on May 23rd, I'm raising money for Jamaica Hurricane Relief. By the way of doing a shoe customization event. Obviously, I have a shoe brand. And I just want guys to come down, man, and just get involved. How you get involved is you cop a shoe, all the profits from the shoe go to the Jamaica Relief. And I've been talking to Cash as well, so we might help. We're going to try and help out with the containers that are going over there as well, just separately, because there's been issues with that over there. So yeah, man, May 23rd,
where's the
sole
event?
Intent. It's at the Exchange in Marylebone.
I've got a Grand National story.
Go on, then.
I won some money this weekend.
Let me get some. Go on, then.
250 quid. Off of 50. But it was 25 each way. And guess what? This is the story. So I'm in the pub. Yeah, I'm in the pub with the lads. And I mean, you know the story. And I said to the geezer, I said, oh no. I said, is there any more races? He went, there's one more, the 4 o'clock. I said, let's go then. I said, what are you going for? He went, I'm going for Maximus. He went, it's the favorite though. You don't really bet the favorite. I said, what? I said, no way. I said, Maximus. I said, I'm a Spartan. My whole thing's based on Maximus. He's like, I said, fuck. It's 50 quid. He went, you might want to go each way. So it's the top seven or the win. I was like, cool, done it. As I slapped it on, I was like, oh, it's not Maximus. It's Leonidas. I picked the wrong guy.
Maximus Leonidas.
No, Maximus is Gladiator. Oh, Leonidas is the Spartan guy. But anyway, Maximus won. It was a great end to finish. Yeah, he does.
That's dope.
Yeah, bro.
That is
dope. There you go, Kev.
Can donate that to Jamaica.
But anyway, listen, people. Yeah. There you go. Damn it. I'll be honest with you, me and White Yard, he's been doing a lot as well. So there's a lot of trust going on. So I've promoted a lot.
Quickly, because he's doing, you talk about gambling. Do you not know that Marks was in a gambling cult?
Syndicate.
He's in a cult.
Syndicate.
He was in a cult, basically. So he's put money in, he's got up to 12 grand. Yeah. And then he lost it all.
That's
but
lies.
The guy was
That's
saying
lies.
To him,
That's
yeah.
Lies.
So when he got to 4 grand, he's won 4 grand. It's in his thing. So I was saying to him, why don't you take 3 8 out and gamble 2 bills? He goes, you can't. The guy tells you, you got to gamble the four bags. And I'm like, and you're listening. And he's like, yeah, because he starts phoning you and that. So
anybody who understands, scared money don't make no money. Loons will, yeah, win on the roulette, he's yeah, the take all his money out and then put 20 pence on and win again. Yeah. I'm saying-
That's how you win.
Yes!
If you had a pound on that, if you kept your money in and you had a pound on that, you would have won more money. That's why scared money don't make no money.
But how did you lose the 8 bags?
Well, you will lose
more money.
That was
in one night.
Well.
That wasn't a one bet.
8 racks.
Anyway, this episode is sponsored by nickpouches.com. That's nicpouches.com.
Gang, comment, like, share, hype, subscribe, all that good stuff.
You're covering
and we'll be
the
back
thing,
soon,
bro.
Man. Filthy, we're out.
You're covering it with your big sausage fingers.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.